So, I have a story to tell you about that happened earlier this year when I was gang raped by a group of preteens. And I know that sounds crazy, but hear me out. So, one summer, this was last summer. I worked at a camp and I love being a camp counselor. This particular summer, I was in charge of a small cabin of about 8 boys from ages 10 to 13, all going through puberty. And let me tell you, they were a gang of restless boys, but we had fun together. And me, well, I'm 25 years old. And, I have these big, fat tits that I could hardly contain in my tight camp t-shirt half the time. And, my curvy hips and tight 20-something-year-old body. I know that the boys were kind of weak for me, which I'm used to that. I'm used to teenage boys and preteen boys looking at me, but I don't mind it. It's flattering, whatever. So, during this camp, we would go swimming during the day, even fishing. And they've seen me in a bathing suit, and of course, I notice them sneaking glances and staring. They're young boys. I mean, I expect nothing less, but I'm no pedophile. I mean, I don't want their attention. So, anyways, let's fast forward to this night. The night that a really strange nightmare, if you will, happen. I wake up in the middle of the night to the feeling of someone grabbing my ankle. And it's one of the cabin boys, the one that I would say was, the quote unquote bad boy. He was always getting in trouble. All the boys wanted to follow his lead. And here he is. He's strapping my ankle down to the end of my bed. And of course, using the knot that I just taught them earlier in the day. And I can't move my arms. They're tied right above my head to this bed. So all my limbs are tied down and I am freaking out. I'm panicking, demanding him to let me go. I figured it was some prank or whatever that, I don't know, they were gonna go sneak out in the middle of the night, but no. All these boys, all 8 of them, they all of a sudden, once I'm strapped all the way down, they crowd around me. Some of them rubbing themselves through their boxers and their pajama pants. And I was so disgusted. I was telling them to let me go. Y'all are being gross and weird. Let me go. And that's when that boy that's in charge, he lifted up my top and exposed my bare breasts. And I had little grubby, horny little boy hands all over my tits, just feeling them up, squeezing them together. And I couldn't believe it. I had little boys, first of all, seeing my tits and then touching them, all 8 of them. I was so disgusted and mortified. I look over and I see all these boys in like superhero, underwear, boxers, and, like Batman pajama pants. And, like they have my tits out. I could not believe it. And I just started crying because I was so embarrassed. Like, what if they tell their parents that I showed them my tits when really they're forcing my shirt up? And then that's when I start seeing some of their cocks come out. Oh my God. I just will never forget. I've never thought of boys that way. I've never thought about what's inside their pants. And then I see, you know, this pair of like Superman boxers come off and reveal a stiff boy erection. And to my surprise, this cock was like the size of an adult. I couldn't believe it. I don't know. Like, I didn't know that boys grew like that. And so anyways, he took, this is where it gets really bad. He took his dick and he started rubbing it all over my tits. And then they all joined in. Oh my God, I was so mortified. And then they started spitting on my tits, spitting and like, you know, touching, pinching. Just rubbing their dicks on my tits. And I was so grossed out. It felt so bad. And I'm going to be honest. I've watched gangbang porn. I like gangbang porn, but not with little boys. And then, you know, the one in charge, that little fuck, he starts pulling my pajama pants down. And I was begging him to stop. No, because I'm sure these kids have never even seen a pussy. And here I am. I'm supposed to be in charge of these kids. And he just pulls down my pajama pants. And there's my panties. And they're like looking at my cotton panties that are there, like feeling on them, their little hands, and giggling and snickering. Oh God, it was so terrible. And then that little fuck, he tore my panties straight off. Like it tore them, ripped them off. This little 12-year-old. A 12-year-old ripping my panties off. And then they expose my cunt right there in front of these boys, and they all just stared, their eyes just transfixed on my pussy there. And you know, I heard some of them talk about, oh my God, she has hair, because I do keep a small triangle patch, a very trimmed up one. But they were just laughing that there was hair. And then they started like touching my pubic hair a little bit. Oh my God. Do you want me to keep going? Yeah, okay. And then they just started touching my pubic hair. And again, that little fuck. I don't know where this kid came from. It was like he was a grown adult in a young kid's body, because he spread my lips apart, my pussy lips apart, and knew exactly what to touch and what to do. And he taught all the other boys, he taught them that this thing, he was pointing to my clit, this is what make girls feel good. And they all took turns looking at it and rubbing it. And oh my God, I was like, I'm so mortified, but I started moaning. I couldn't help it. All these little boys were touching my clit, rubbing it, not even knowing how to touch it. And my body just like, you know, like totally worked against me. I couldn't help it. I was getting aroused, but also just horrified at the same time. And then that little fuck, that 12-year-old boy, the one in charge, he gets up between my legs and he starts rubbing his boy cock up and down my pussy while the other boys watch. And then he told one of the 13-year-olds to put his dick in my mouth, to just slide it in there. And he didn't know what he was doing. He just put it in there, and he's just like slapping my lips, and I'm trying to scream on his cock, his child cock. cut, and it was like 6 inches. This 13-year-old cock was 6 inches, and then their hands are still all over me, and that little 12-year-old starts to enter inside of me. Oh my God. And he was saying how wet I was, and that was good because he heard that girls get wet and that means they like it, so I must like his dick. And I told him, I got that cock out of my mouth, and I told him, I don't like your dick, stop raping me, little boy, stop raping me. But he just kept going. He was pumping his little hips so hard, his little prepubescent body just railing into me, into like right between my legs, and all the little boys just jerking off. It was so mortifying. I was so mortified. But again, I gotta tell you, there was a part of me that liked it. I liked all their hands on me. I liked how, God, like, he just jackhammered my pussy. Like, no man fucks me like that. That little boy and his little hips, he was just jackhammering into me. And I wanted to hate it. And I did hate it. But, oh, my God. It just, oh, my God. Being raped by a 12-year-old, I just didn't even know what to think. And all their hands. And then I kept screaming and telling him to stop, and that's when he told one of the other boys, a 10-year-old, to put his cock in my mouth. So then the 10-year-old entered my mouth, and he said, keep it in there because I don't want to hear her scream anymore. And then another one put his hand over my eyes, and he said, pretend like it's my daddy fucking you and not my friend over here. And they're just laughing at me, still playing with my tits, like playing with them like they're little balls, like little play balls, and we're playing outside. They didn't even know what they were doing, but they knew that they liked the feel of my body. And they still, even while that one boy was fucking me, another boy, he couldn't keep his hands off my pubic hair. It's like he was obsessed with it. And then he was like rubbing my clit too, because he said that he liked to make me feel good. And then that's when the first one came inside of me. The first one, that little fuck, that little 12-year-old boy put his boy sperm all inside of me, and I started screaming because I told them I cannot get pregnant by a 12-year-old boy. They have to stop doing this. I can't get pregnant. And that's when they just all took turns, just one after another, just pumping into me like little jackhammers, just pumping those little hips. I couldn't believe it. It's like they instinctually knew how to fuck a woman. They instinctually knew how to do it. And then the 12-year-old, it's like the first one, it's like they would come and then they were hard all over again. They did not stop. And that's when that 12-year-old, the one with all the ideas, then had them all come between my legs, and my pussy was filled with little boy cum, just filled, leaking out of there. And one, they were like playing around with it, fingering my cream pies, just fingering it and feeling it. And then that little boy said, you guys see this hole right here? Do you see this asshole? We can fuck this hole too. I've seen it on the internet. And I just said, please, no, no, no. Because I've done anal before, but with men that know what they're doing, that know how to stretch me out slowly and know just what they're doing. And I had little boys, little virgins that were just virgins about to fuck my ass. And they didn't have any lube. And I just thought, I begged them, please just make your boy dicks wet, please. It has to, my asshole doesn't get wet like my pussy. Just please, it'll hurt if you don't. And so they used their little boy spit and just started ramming their dicks right inside of my ass. I was so mortified, and they loved it. Oh my God, the first boy, he talked about how my hole was tighter there. They said, he said that it felt better. And they were still playing with my cum-filled pussy while each of them took turns riding a train inside my ass. And they all just somehow those little boy balls had more boy cum inside my ass. And so by the end, they left me. I was crying, mortified. Filled with boy cum, filled with boy sperm in every hole. And then, the worst part is they all tried my mouth after that. After all they had done, stuck their boy cocks inside of my pussy, then my ass, and made me taste my own ass, raping my mouth with their... their used boy cock, somehow still stiff and hard, horny little boys. I'm telling you, there was probably no gangbang porn I've seen that was as rough and brutal as these boys were with me. Just a gang of little preteen, prepubescent, horny little boys. That honestly, telling this story, I'm a little turned on, but also scared. Those horny, horny little boys gang raped me.